You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's Rs. 5 trillion domestic fast-moving consumer goods market is seeing the resurgence of small manufacturers as inflationary pressures begin to ease, notably in crude-linked derivatives. These local brands are also beginning to get active in the marketplace, grabbing share from their larger counterparts by innovating in terms of product, packaging and promotions and keeping price points low at the same time. Data shared by research and insights agency Kantar for the 12 months ending April 2023 shows that local brands had a volume growth of 12.7% versus 8.5% for national brands. According to industry estimates, the volume growth number for small brands is at about 15 to 16% in the May-July period. On to economy, the government on Thursday notified a scheme to set up a Rs 30,000 crore corporate debt market development fund to act as a safety net by investing in corporate debt securities at times of market dislocation with a view to stabilizing the markets. The move follows a FY22 budget announcement in this regard. The scheme would provide a stability buffer for investors in the corporate debt market and help mutual funds and others offering debt schemes to hard sell such products. The guarantee will cover the debt of CDMDF along with interest accrued and other bank charges, but subject to a limit of Rs 30,000 crore, the finance ministry said. The CDMDF, a SEBI-regulated alternative investment fund, will be able to raise debt up to 10 times its corpus. In some more economy news, widespread monsoon rains in the southern peninsula in the last few days have wiped out the rain deficit witnessed by the southern states since the start of the season. The aggregate rainfall in the five southern states, Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, stood 9% above the relevant long period average on Thursday, as against a deficit of 8% a week ago. According to India Meteorological Department, overall monsoon rains were above normal, being 7% above the benchmark till Thursday. The widespread rains over the last few days also helped reduce the deficit in water levels in India's key reservoirs to 15% below the last year's record level on Thursday, from a deficiency of 26% that prevailed a week ago. In the aviation sector, Abu Dhabi-based Etihad Airways has plans to expand operations in India by starting new flights as well as increasing frequencies of existing ones, the airline's India head Salil Nath told FE. The airline's expansion plan comes on the back of its unutilized weekly seat allocation to and from India under the bilateral air service agreement. The Abu Dhabi-based airline still has 10,000 unutilized seats per week. Nath told FE that Etihad still has seats available and that they are planning for future expansion via new flights to gateway destinations in India or additional frequencies on their present network. At present, Etihad or Abu Dhabi Air Arabia joint venture operates 165 weekly flights to 10 gateways across India. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday transferred the 14th installments under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme worth Rs 17,000 crore to 85 million farmers at an event in Sikar, Rajasthan. Since the launch of direct cash transfer scheme in February 2019, more than Rs 2.59 trillion have been transferred to farmers' bank accounts so far. Farmers are provided financial assistance of Rs 6,000 annually through their equal installments under the scheme. Currently, financial assistance under PM Kisan is provided to farmers with land holdings, which are subject to certain exclusion criteria. According to Agriculture Ministry officials, a database is being created for faster identification of beneficiaries under PM Kisan and other schemes. Moving on, surplus promoters are in various stages of negotiations with private equity majors such as Blackstone and Baring Private Equity Asia to divest a part of their holding in the pharmaceutical company. The promoters, who hold 33.47% stake in the firm, would use the proceeds to improve operational efficiencies. An investment banking firm has been hired to advise Cipla on the deal, according to a media report. Cipla, meanwhile, said in a regulatory update, quote, "We hereby clarify that the company is not aware of any event that requires disclosure under listing regulations," unquote. Blackstone also declined to comment on the matter. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. Lupin, Dr. Lal Path Labs, IIFL Finance, Indian Bank, NDTV, Brookfield REIT, Marico and RVNL, among others. Indian Bank's Q1 FY24 net profit jumped 41% on year at Rs 1,709 crore from Rs 1,213 crore in Q1 FY23. On the other hand, the government has decided to exercise the green shoe option for the Rail Vikas Nigam OFS, offloading an additional 1.96% stake in Rail Vikas Nigam. Meanwhile, Adani Transmission on Thursday said that it has renamed itself to Adani Energy Solutions Limited with immediate effect. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.